Welcome to the Growing Vegetables Down Under podcast. I'm your host, Diana. I want to show you how it's possible to have your very own vegetable garden at home, even if you are working and a busy mum like I am. Join me as I show you how you can have a simple, satisfying, and sustainable vegetable garden. But before we get started, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Apple and love what you hear, I would really, really appreciate it if you left me a 5-star review and comment. So let's dive into today's topic. Hello, gardeners! And today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how to protect your brassicas from the white butterfly and cabbage moths. Now, these are the butterflies and moths that lay caterpillars in your brassica patch who decimate a crop. Today, we're going to talk about how to combat these beautiful butterflies and lovely moths without killing them so that they do not destroy your vegetable garden. Brassicas is actually a really big family of vegetables and includes not only broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbages, but also includes radishes, swedes, and turnips, just to name a few. Now, these are all common crops that you're going to be growing in your vegetable garden over winter because they enjoy the cooler weather and they are frost tolerant. However, cabbage moths and white butterflies are attracted to the scent of brassicas. You and I might not be able to smell it, but I bet your dog can. Brassicas actually have a unique smell, and that is what is attracting these particular insects to them. The white butterfly and the cabbage moth come along, they lay their eggs or their larva onto the leaves, often the undersides of the leaves, and those caterpillars will hatch on your beautiful, luscious, and crunchy brassicas and eat the hell out of them. And this might not seem like a problem for your broccoli and your cauliflower because you're not often eating the leaves, although you can. But if these caterpillars get into your cabbages, then they are just going to decimate that crop. Even though you might not eat the leaves of your broccoli and cauliflower, the fact that the caterpillar is going to stress your plant, but it's also going to reduce its ability to photosynthesize and grow because it is reducing the amount of leaves that are actually available to contact that sunlight. Either way, these are something that you're going to want to keep out of your garden if at all possible. There are three main ways of combating these beautiful butterflies and white moths, and I don't mean that facetiously. They are very attractive butterflies and they look quite lovely flying around your garden. The problem is, of course, that the consequences of them are quite significant. So there's three ways. You can net your crops, you can use cabbage moth decoys, or you can companion plant. Netting your crops is really simple, in that it simply involves covering the cabbages or brassicas with a net and making sure that the butterfly is not able to touch any of the leaves of your crops so it cannot lay your eggs through the net. I use the nets that I put over my fruit trees in summer over my gardens in winter, which firstly saves me storing them and also means I don't have to buy two products. And this works really well because the butterflies can't get through the holes in the net and lay their eggs. If you don't have an arch structure over the top of your garden bed, you can simply just use any climbing frames that you might have for beans or tomatoes to stake up your net and prevent it from touching the leaves. There is no minimum distance between the net and the crops. You simply just don't want a butterfly to be able to get through and touch the leaves to lay its eggs if it does land on the net. Number two are decoys. So both of these butterflies are actually territorial. And so when they see another butterfly or another cabbage, then they will actually fly elsewhere to lay their eggs. And they, of course, are confused by decoys. So people have cut out butterfly shapes out of milk cartons, and that is effective in deterring your butterflies and cabbage moss from coming into your vegetable garden to lay their eggs. But you can actually buy cabbage moss decoys, which are a butterfly-shaped and coloured plastic butterfly on the end of a long stick that waves in the wind. And I have used these in my garden very successfully over the course of this winter. I net 3 of my garden beds, and I have 3 garden beds with decoys, and both of them are working very effectively. In addition to this, I have the third way of combating these butterflies, and that is through companion planting. As I mentioned, brassicas have a scent, and it is that scent to which the cabbage moths and white butterflies are attracted. If you plant other plants around it that are aromatic, such as anything from the allium family like onions, garlic, chives, spring onions, or any of your herbs, then those aromas are going to cover or mask the scent of your brassica smell. Thyme, oregano, rosemary, sage, mint, these are great herbs to be growing in pots. And that means that you're able to move those pots around the garden and let them be companion plants as needed. You're able to move these crops into your brassica patch and hide them in amongst your broccoli or your cabbages, and that scent, the aroma from these herbs, is going to confuse the white butterflies and encourage them to go elsewhere. Of these 3 options, if you asked me which one is the most effective, my answer would be netting, because you are preventing a butterfly from physically landing on the leaves and laying its eggs. However, I have also had great success with the decoys and great success with companion planting with herbs. And I border all my garden beds with onions, garlic, or spring onions as a natural pest deterrent measure anyway. I would encourage you to use all 3 of them, but right now, if your vegetable garden is being attacked, simply dig through your recycling bin, find anything that is white, and cut out some butterfly shapes and go out into the yard and start sticking them everywhere. And that is going to start curbing the problem and deterring those butterflies. And if you do have some herbs in pots, move them over towards your brassicas as well, and that is going to help. In the long term, I would encourage you to use all 3 of them and find out which one is the easiest one for your backyard. I hope that that is going to help you solve the problem of how to manage these pesky little insects in your backyard. And I wish you all the very best for your brassica crops over this coming season. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Growing Vegetables Down Under. On Facebook, we also have the Growing Vegetables Down Under community, which is a group where you can share your successes or possibly your failures and ask for help. I would love to see you in that group, and I am able to provide any advice you'd like on that platform. If you have any comments or suggestions about other topics you'd like me to cover, just leave them in the comments below or send me a DM. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Happy gardening!